let's get right into this. David Poile was quoted as saying, Jim Vasey has been given bad advice. Where are you in terms of all of this? And where does it go from here?
Well, certainly we're disappointed. I'll start with that. Disappointed in the whole process here that we didn't get the player signed. And or as you try to get your players to come out of college early, you know, especially in this case, the kid is at you know, arguably the most prestigious college in North America. He's a Boston kid. He's got pride. If you guys read his player tribute there, it describes why he wanted to be there and what the tie was and what, you know, maybe some teams do it. We've never asked a kid to come out of college in my 18 years since day one with the Predators. We had belief that Jimmy was loyal to us, wanted to come to us, saw the fit with us. And it's just disappointing. As far as advice, I you know, sometimes David accuses me of thinking like a player from my playing days. And sometimes I do think as a player, and I try to look at it from both sides. But on this one, I don't see what the benefit of this is. Doug was a general manager. He should understand that burning the year and getting potentially to free agency. And then also the way that I look at it is going into that second year when he would still be entry-level contract, he had the ability to either sign a long-term contract at success with us or even have a bridge contract. And all of us can do the numbers on the bridge contract now. So there's a big discrepancy as far as what the numbers would say at the end of the day.
Yeah, it financially to the player, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And so, Paul, what you're back to is he simply wants the choice of what team he's going to play for, I guess. I mean, you know, we saw Riley last year, but he was a little different scenario, I guess, because he came out, wasn't it, after his third year? He was unrestricted because he had played in the USHL. Yeah, he played all 4 years, but he was under a different category because I think he was drafted while playing in the USHL or something. There's sort of a caveat there. But anyway, it doesn't matter here. You guys have never – so you've never in Nashville history ever had a discussion about maybe we don't want to run the risk of a guy playing his senior year and having him go into unrestricted free agency? That never has been discussed?
Well,
or you've never done it, but
when you look at it from a, from a life experience and a college experience, it's up to the individual.
Sure,
I certainly understand that there are pressures from different being a college guy and David being a college guy, me having my son who was a draft pick go all the college career, and certainly would have never told him to leave early.
Right.
I think the experience and the maturity that you get from spending that extra time is only a benefit to the NHL team in the future.
Right.
And we feel the same way.
Paul,
we feel that we let our guys decide when they want to come.
The only going along in that same vein, getting a guy to leave Harvard is a real challenge. Because you go to Harvard for a reason. You go to Yale for a reason. So getting them to leave early has always been a challenge, besides the fact that you don't do it. Would you agree? Like you say.
Well, we discussed it last year because the party also thought that it could be time for them to come out. But what we told them was it was their respect if they wanted to go back to school. And they did, and going back for him, I would never hold that against BC.
Just having some microphone connection issues with Paul Fenton.
Get your education and have the ability to get a degree from there.
Yeah.
None of us would ever say that. You know, our problem is we think that we were promised his services, and at the end of the day, they like everybody else, can change their mind in life.
Yeah.
And that's why this is such a tough pill to swallow, is because you, in fact, were told by the player or the parent that before the deadline, he will sign with you guys, correct?
I started directly after the consolation game at the Boston Garden outside the locker room and asked the player three times if he was signing with us. And I said that I realized that he was in a tough position here, that I was asking him this, but we needed to know from a lineup standpoint and from our trade deadline plans as to what he was going to do, and we would not fill his spot because we believe that he had top six potential to play for us, and I was told that.
So what did he say to you when you asked him three times?
Yes. I'm going to sign with the Nashville Predators.
So would this indicate that, Paul, there was tampering done in this situation? Obviously, no team is allowed to talk.
I wouldn't say that, Doug. I wouldn't even go down that road. That's not my job. You guys can speculate as much as you want. It's, you know, all I'm doing is dealing with the player, just like all of our people have been. And, you know, he has the right to go to free agency, just like you're talking about. And if he sees a better opportunity, that's his prerogative. But I'm not touching that one.
But he is not. He does not have the right. They do not have the right to talk to another team till August 15th. That's correct, right?
That is correct.
Right. That was my point.
Did they say what changed their mind?
You should just be clear on what Doug is referring to. And that is that the Toronto Maple Leafs have employed his father. They've drafted the brother. And that's where you're coming across. That,
well, no, I don't.
Would
I don't
there
know.
Be any?
I don't know
any consideration.
I don't know if there's any. I don't know if there was any tampering at all. I wouldn't suggest it. But what I would suggest is nobody can talk to him until August 15th.
What was the reason? Did they give you a reason for changing their mind?
No, they wanted to test free agency. That was it.
So what's your gut feeling when you reflect on this? What are you left with?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Disappointment, a kick in the butt.
Well, certainly.
Ticked off, pissed off.
Disappointment. You know, we're honestly not closing the door on this. We still want the player. We still would like to talk to the player. We'd like to get in front of all three parties, which we haven't been able to do, and tell them why they fit with us in Nashville. And obviously, now that it's become public that they've told us, you know, this becomes the media circus of the spring.
So
you know, everybody's going to have their say about it.
Paul, is it correct? Am I correct to say that you cannot sit down with all three parties till after he's finished playing, or could that have happened before?
I believe we could have sat down at any particular time.
Okay,
you know,
and they wouldn't. Guys,
the player, as you know, does not have an agent when he is in college.
Right, he's an advisor.
Right.
Right. So the situation is you've attempted to sit down with all three and you haven't been able to do that.
We have not been given that permission to sit down with all three.
Okay. Well, Paul, certainly the intrigue on this player will grow significantly as this story continues to be talked about. Let our listeners and our viewers know what kind of player that we're talking about. I'm sure you've seen him as much as anyone.
Well, it seems like you guys have analyzed him as the next coming. So that's great.
Not us guys.
No, we're not quite there yet.
I'm trusting you. You're the genius that's drafted all these guys. I'm just going by that.
Well, I appreciate the genius comment. I have one of those. I have a son at MIT that is getting his doctorate next month. So I have been accused of being the father.
Well, I've got it from Healy that you're a genius. That's where I've got it.
Yeah. Oh boy, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you are in trouble.
So where is he? Where did you guys forecast him leaving college, jumping into your lineup late in the season, and being part of your playoff run?
Well, certainly. Answer is that we saw him as a top nine, but we actually saw him a little bit higher. We saw him playing in our top six and being a contributor. We did alter our trade deadline plans based on the information that we had. And that's the part that hurts the most, because obviously all of our jobs are to try and win the Stanley Cup. And We're trying to get over the hump, if you will, here in the playoffs and make a good run at it. And then when you get into it, you never know. You know, the LA Kings have proved that, finishing eighth and winning the Stanley Cup. So our intention was to put them into our lineup in our top nine. We feel that we have three very, very strong lines. And like everybody else, our fourth line is used in a role capacity. So we had him playing in our lineup here.
Paul Fenton, the best way to describe this, was there anything left on David's desk once he heard the news? Or did he clear right off and just tip it over?
You know, in this business, you have highs and you have lows. And right now, this is one of the lows, and we're hoping that at some point it can be rectified. And if it isn't, it's not the end of the world. We all have gone through this. We've all lost players, and you know, we're just hoping that we have the opportunity to sit down with all of them once again and present our case.
Paul, is there any chance that you know, usually at the draft, when you know that a player's not going to re-sign, that you trade his rights? Is that a possibility here?
Well, you guys answered that for me. So would we have any leverage now, unless they told us that there is the specific party that they'd like to talk to and sit down? I mean, that happens all the time. But in this case, from the information that they've given us, they would like to explore the other 29 teams and see what their opportunities may be.